hello, everyone.
Love Talk Radio.
And I know he watches me. God bless you all tonight. God bless you for being here. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We are going to open up the line and we are going to introduce ourselves and where you're calling in from. My name is Evangelist Pastor Delois Gretzinger. And we are so happy to have you here tonight. This is our initial launch of our Women's Hour of Power Prayer. And we are just ecstatic. My co-host, Apostle Leslie, and myself, to have you here tonight. And I am going to just turn it over to her and let her say hello, and then everybody else can just come behind her and say where they're calling in from. Apostle Leslie.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, so I'm calling in from my phone. No, I mean, I mean from Wisconsin, from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And yeah, I just am looking forward to getting to know everybody and getting a closer walk with God. And like the song said, His eye is on all of us. So I just thank you, and I hope that we all can enjoy ourselves and get to know each other better.
Amen.
And
I think Paula was the next one called in.
My name is Paula Cruz, and I'm calling from Waukesha, Wisconsin. And I'm grateful to be here tonight, and I want to have closer walk with God, and I need to change my attitude, and I also wanted to find out, because earlier this week I had lost a dear friend who was like a mom to me to cancer on July 11th.
Okay. Sorry to hear that. Okay, Paula, we'll put that in our special prayer for you tonight, okay? And calling in from 6035.
6035. Oh.
Could you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself? 414. Okay, maybe she doesn't want to talk tonight. Okay, we'll leave that alone then. Okay. Well, like I said, my name is Dolores Gretzinger, and we are going to become sisters here, and we're going to become very close, and we're going to be, you know, women have a knack of pulling together and doing things together and becoming one. So this is what we are aiming to do tonight. I don't know if you all got to read the intro on the internet, because I don't know if you can reach it, but I'm just going to read you co-host Dolores P. Gretzinger, pastor of Majestic Love Healing Ministries Incorporated, and Apostle Leslie Rich, First Lady of Grapevine Ministries and Ministries United for Yeshua. Join the Holy Spirit. Spirit's anointing, answering the heart's desire of Apostle Nicholas Rich, the lead apostle, to reach out to hurting women and pour into them as God leads them to help heal, give support, build up, equip with God's word and spirit to relieve burdens and give worth to God's desire for the multi-responsibilities that we as women have and we have been given during this age and time. Lighting a fire, equipping them through communication with the Father, Heavenly Father, to equip other women. So once we are equipped, we are to equip other women, and so on, as their mission statement reads. And our mission statement is, meeting women where they are, prayerfully connecting them to God's healing grace, to empower and equip prayer warriors to foundationally undergird, meaning hold up, Christ's plan for our families, homes, churches, and land. And we have chosen for our scripture as chapter 7 of 2 Chronicles refers to God's approval of Solomon for obeying him and his grace and mercy to his people and their land if they become humble enough to pray and repent. So 2 Chronicles 7:14, King James Version reads, "If my people, which are called by my name, should have humbled themselves and prayed and seek my face and turned from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land."
Heal their lands.
Yes. And this is co-sponsored by Ministries United for Yeshua and Majestic Love Healing Ministries with co-hosts, like I said, Apostle Leslie and myself. For prayer concerns, we're going to give out our number at the end and our email, because each of you that are on the line, if you did not get a personal invite from Apostle Leslie and myself, we would like for you to have our number and our email, because we want to not just come with you with what we have, because we're starting. There may be things in your life, as Paula mentioned tonight, there may be something in your life that is gnawing at you, and something that you might want to add or see happen through this broadcast. And so we would love to hear from you later. And we're going to offer you the opportunity to give us your name, your phone numbers, your emails, your address, because we as women, we are all about relationships. And what we like to do is we always want to connect with someone. We always want to be in some kind of relationship. It's why God even allowed Jesus to come from heaven, to leave his seat in glory, to come down, because God didn't want heaven without us. And that is so special. When we realize how special we are, then we know that we are special to God, because no matter how you feel, no matter how you feel like you are not equipped, you are not, anything you say is not for anyone else to hear. We want to hear your testimonies. We want to hear your input. And we sent out personal individual invites to tonight because we want you to feel free to talk back and forth with us. And we want you to know that this is something that we have to form a pact, that we are not going to, if it's private and it's something that one of us say we don't want you to repeat other than our special group, because there's going to come a time we're going to be getting together. We're going to be in your state. We're going to be in your region. We're going to be coming together as women, because that's what we do. We fellowship together. We communicate together. We're on radio tonight, but you know what? There's something called Zoom. There's something called Skype. There's something called other platforms where we'll be able to see each other, and we'll just have tea. We're going to have a tea hour or something, and we're just going to sit and have tea or have coffee or soda pop or whatever, and that's going to make it so we could just be what we want to be. And to each other, and what God wants us to be, because all of us have gifts. Leslie and I talked about that earlier. We all have gifts. We all have something to bring to the table. So we are going to have to just open up, be the women we should be, because there's greatness in you. When Christ arose from the grave, who was the first people he sent? He sent women. And that's what we have to realize. He sent women out. And that's what's going to be manifested in this. And we want to know what you want to see out of this, because this is just for us. And that's why we have it so late. And if you want to move it up an hour, we can do that. If this is too late for you, you got to get up and go to work the next morning. We're open. We just tried to make it late enough that you can get your kids down. You can do whatever else you got to do at church or whatever. And you come, we come together and we can have prayer and go to bed if that's what you got to do, or have prayer and you go to work. I don't know. But we just want to be here for each other for that purpose. So I'm going to open up the lines now and see if there's any questions. Anybody have any questions that they would like to ask of Leslie and myself? And you can hit star six on your phone. If you're dialed in from your phone, just hit star six. Leslie, are you there? I lost my co-host. Sister Leslie, can you hit star six, sweetheart? If you can't, just dial back in. Hang up and dial back in, Leslie, if you can hear me. This is our my first time doing this, so we got to get the bugs out, but we're going to be okay. Paula, you have anything else? Hit star six on your phone. Oh, there, she's coming back in now. Leslie?
Hello, Dolores. I'm here.
Yes. Okay, I can hear you now. Thank you so much. I'll get better, okay? I promise.
That's okay. I just didn't know what happened. So I thought I was listening and I heard you. So maybe it's
okay.
Just phones. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, you know, in regards to, you know, yesterday I went to a really awesome conference, and that was one thing that they were preaching about is that negativity and, you know, being around negative and, you know, unhappy people and stuff like that can really taint your spirit. And so, you know, as that presentation was being given about what we feel and what our statement and what our goal is, you know, that was just awesome. And, you know, that's exactly like all up in my Kool-Aid, because that's exactly what, you know, we need to be. And we need to just look in the mirror and know who we are and not forget what you see, because God made us all beautiful. There's nobody in this world like us, not even identical twins look identical. They all look different. And so, you know, that just blows my mind that identical twins don't even look the same. You know, so that's just how awesome God is and how he can mold us and make us into the women. Well, yeah, men and women of integrity. So, you know, it's really important to, you know, to just know who we, to just, you know, work with each other to know who we are, you know. And, you know, I'm starting to learn this more and more, as I get older that, you know what, it doesn't really matter what people think of us. You know, as long as we know that God loves us and he cherishes us, even though we're going through so much, we lose people. I'm sorry, Paula, that you lost your friend that was like a mother to you. You know, that's devastating, and I'm so sorry that happened. You know, and I know we had talked about this earlier this week too. So, you know, me and Nick have been praying for you and how we can handle it. You know, but the best thing to do is just, you know, pray and how, you know, you have to really. You know, it's hard. I mean, I can't really say I lost anybody but my you know, Nick's sister who died from getting hit by a semi. And me and her were extremely close. She was really like a mother to me, even though she was 3 years older. You know, that was it. You know, she was just, she had that, she was a sister that, my blood sister that I never really had a relationship with, and God provided her for that little short time that we had with her. And so I can understand, because she was like a mother to me, and, you know, she helped me through so much, and she was really mine and Nick's mentor, you know, for our marriage. And so you know, we have to be bold. We have to not be afraid to share. We have to say stuff even though it may hurt or it may not feel good, you know, but we don't know how God is going to use us. And I'm not speaking out of my, you know, flesh. I've been, you know, in this realm of spiritual, you know, God has been taking me to a different level. And, you know, even my attitude, you know, as she stated, you know, my attitude was not good either. So I had to learn how to adjust that. And, you know, We have control. And so it's all about how we react. And, you know, God doesn't look at how someone else reacts. He looks at how we do. So with that being said, you know, I'm not talking to anybody here but myself, you know, and we need to, you know, be thankful, you know. So that's pretty much what I want to say.
Okay, thank you so much. Anyone else?
So, okay, I was going to say something.
Yep. Go right ahead.
Okay, with Leslie mentioning about, you know, because I was mentioning earlier about changing my attitude, because a lot of people, I'm speaking for myself, but a lot of people don't realize that the words that we speak are the ones that are from our heart, and that if we really love somebody and we tell them that, and they're like, are you really sure about it? And then they, when you trust people, because I'm this type of person, a lot of times I don't know how to say no to somebody. I've been there for them. I've done things for them, and they've taken advantage of me. But then I would get angry, and my words weren't the words that God would want me to say to them.
Okay,
they
Paula.
Yeah.
Before you finish, I just have to say this because it's like killing me not to say this. Not killing me, but I have to say it. Okay.
Okay.
That's exactly how everybody reacts. So what you said is, you know, the way people react, because believe me, I am the master of reacting like that. You know what? When we're mad, we say things we don't want to say. That's why God says to not go to bed angry. Me, I've been married for 7 years now. And, you know, Nick is more of the calm, collect, you know, opposite of me type of person. And, you know, God puts the people together that balance each other out, just like the Lois and Ron, you know, and I don't know, you know, not everyone's married, but God will bring someone that will balance you out. And Nick is calm and collect, and, you know, and then I'm learning from how he does carry himself and other people. But with the whole situation with, you know, saying stuff that you know, it comes from your heart, that isn't always true, because sometimes, I'll be honest, I want to say something to make someone feel bad. You know, not so much now, but like if someone hurts me or hurts my family or anybody, you know, we're going to be the first one to stand up and defend them, right?
Yeah.
Like if someone says something about your son or your grandson, because I saw on Facebook you have a new grandson. And, you know, I
right.
mean, that, and speaking of, you know, being nice and doing everything for everybody else, that is where we as women get messed up, because our hearts, and I know you, Paula, very well, and I know that you carry your heart on your sleeve just like I do. So we feel like doormats and floor mats, and people wipe their feet off on us and then use us for what all they can get. So what we have to do is, it says in the Bible, we're going to be used and abused and, you know, persecuted, you know, and treated like, you know, we don't feel like we should be treated that way. Right, Dolores?
That's correct.
So
I had my phone on mute.
And I was telling Nick, we were discussing this too, because this is like all confirmation. I said to him, well, someone's mean to me, I'm going to be mean to them. No, because, you know, that's the normal reaction. So we have to be in the world but not of it. So when someone, and I know this is hard, it's the hardest thing to be, you know, turn the other cheek or let someone use you. But you know what? That means you're on the right track. And I'm finding that more and more in my life, just these past couple of months, you know, God has did an amazing, you know, turnaround in my life. And it's because I decided that I've had enough of not people, but me, myself, and I. Because we're our own critics, our own worst enemy. So, you know, so that's all I want to say. So you can finish what you were going to say. Sorry.
Well, because I know this too, is being a woman and being a mother, we are very, very protective of our family, because, I mean, I'm not married anymore. I've gone through two divorces, and I'm very protective of my kids and my grandson and my whole family.
Yeah.
And I had been looking for, like, if I get married again, I wanted somebody to love me and cherish me, but respect me, not only that, but read the Bible with me, pray with me, help me, like, understand something if we're reading the Bible together as husband and wife. If I don't understand something and he does, I want him to be able to explain it to me into a way that I will understand it, and where I can use it in my life, and a way I can help others too.
And that
because
is exactly. Go ahead. Sorry, I got a big mouth.
No, it's because that's why I mentioned it, is because when you were talking about, you know, I mean, Nick balances you out as not only your husband, but your best friend, your partner, your lover, your lifetime. And
but Paula, marriage is not all cookies and cut, you know. You know, it's not a cookie cutter. I mean, Yeah, you know, you've been married twice, you know, so what do I have to not look? The Lois has been married. Well, I only know Ron, so I don't know the other guy. So, but anyway, so she's been longer married than me. But you know what? Marriage is, you know, it says in the Bible that a man finds it's a good thing. And, you know, and I mean, I know that you're whatever, I know you're in your 40s or whatever, but you know what? If you're meant to be married, God will bring the right person that is supposed to fulfill all those things that you just stated. Because, I mean, it takes effort. Me and Nick have to do it. I mean, before, you know how many times, Paula, as long as you've known me and Nick, you know how many times me and him have gone off the deep end with, you know, our relationship, and, you know, Delois does too. So, you know, I have gone from this person to the person I'm, God is, you know, showing me who I am. And a lot of it is just that we need to surrender. And God will bring the person for you. You know, exactly what you just said is me and Nick have to do that. The Lois and Ron have to do that, you know, to make that relationship work, and that, you know, spiritual part of it too. It's not all about sex. It's not all about that. It's more about being with that person. Like when Nick's working and I'm by myself in my room, in our room, I hate it. You know, I'm like lonely. But then God gives me an opportunity to speak to him and spend time with him, or I call my friend, or we go do this or do that. But I'm never alone, because God's always there. And when Nick isn't in the picture or in my room, in my face, which we you know, we have our own things we do, like to do together, and we like to do separate. You know, he's you know how he is. Both of you know how he is. So right. I don't even need to explain that, because that'll take too much time up. But the thing is, you know, like I said to you the other day, Miss Paula, you know, me and Nick might have an opportunity to move back to Waukesha because of certain things that are happening. And you were trying to find a mobile home park somewhere out there, because I want to be closer to my mom. Because my mom's getting up there, and I want to be able to help her, you know, more with her dogs. And my sister's going to start taking care of my son. So, like, God is really orchestrating this. However, it's still in God's hands, you know. And if I try to, you know, make things move forward, then that's not God's will. So the point is just focus on yourself. And focus on all the stuff you've been through, because I remember a lot of things you told us the last couple of days. And it's just like my mouth was wide open, like, what? Okay. And I didn't even know all that. The only thing I knew was the surgery on your back, and you made it through that. And, oh, my God, I mean, you're like a walking miracle. And so is Delois and Ron. So, you know, we all need to be there for each other. And a lot of times when we're nervous and we're, you know, like you have a lot of anxiety because of this person and that. Believe me, I'm right there with you. But I'm learning that you just have to leave them be. Just if they're not meant to be there, you know what? God has people in our lives for a season. And sometimes they're there, sometimes they're not. So it really hurts. I mean, I'm crying when I'm saying this, because I've lost a lot of people that I thought were close to me, and I was close to them. And I poured out my heart with them. And it's like they just vanished, and I don't understand. So it's very hard for me up until this point. It was very hard for me to get close to any woman. It don't matter. I was always, you know, always around women, always doing Bible studies, always going to church, woman functions, this function, that function. But after a while, it's just like they're fake. And, you know, I can tell a fake person, I can smell it. I can spiritually smell it. And I just run to the nearest exit. But we have to be able to handle those type of people, those type of men or women. It don't matter. We all fall short. We all end up needing to get back on our face and asking God to forgive us. I'll be the first to admit it, because believe me, whoo, Lord, I can't even stand myself sometimes. But I can't get away from myself. So I might as well try to figure out how to work with myself, you know. And, you know, I mean, that isn't funny, but, you know, this is how I was. I hated myself. I wanted to kill myself. You know, I would take all kinds of pills and, you know, stuff like that just to stop feeling.
Jayla, so. Now open the door for a while.
Oh, somebody's mic is open. Just someone's mic is open. But so we don't hold anybody too long tonight. And Paula, we want to have prayer for you. We're going to have our testimonies like starting in August, and maybe one or two people can give theirs, and Apostle Leslie can finish hers next week, hopefully. And we will maybe have one other one. And because so that everyone hurts, we're going to have to set a time limit for each person so nobody feels left out. Because if our needs aren't met right now, sometimes it makes for a bad week. So we're not going to – I know we got time to be here, but we got people that probably need to get up and go to work in the morning or maybe whatever. But that's why Apostle Leslie and I are going to give you our personal phone numbers, because some of these things we need to maybe personally counsel and talk about. But I just want to say that the thing about the husband and going through, like Leslie alluded to, I was married, my childhood high school sweetheart, and I had all my babies by him, but he deserted us. He left us. Long story short, when I got him out of my system, when I got him out of my system, finally, my pastor, I was crying to him. And he said, what are you crying for? I was Bones then. What are you crying for, Sister Bones? I said, my husband. I said, I don't have a husband, and I'm tired of being by myself. And he said, well, what you crying for? I said, because I can't marry again. The Bible says I can't marry if he's still alive. He says, Sister Bones, the scripture says, whom God has joined together. He says the problem we have is that a lot of us join ourselves together and God ain't had nothing to do with it. So after I got him, sometimes we're not ready for the person God has for us, so we need to work on ourselves. And that's where this is going to be, because we're going to be doing some reading. We're going to be doing some personal development. We're going to learn how to do testimonies. We're going to learn how to certain words for different words for Christ, for God, for Jehovah, for Yahweh, for all of this. This is going to be something that's going to equip us that we can go and equip others. And I don't know how many of you have seen the Christ, the crucifixion, and I just watched it just last weekend, and it really, I cried through the whole thing. And if you can read the subtitles, you'll get it. But if you don't get the subtitles, you can't read fast enough, you lose a lot, but the vision is there. But anyway, Paula, what I want to say to you is just work on Paula. God, like Leslie said, God has someone for you, but you got to be ready for that person. God is not going to give a gifted man that you say you want to be able to read to you and answer questions for you if you're not ready, because you cannot mess him up. he cannot mess you up. He's not going to give him to you because you're growing and you're working on getting closer to Christ. He's not going to give you a dodo. He's just not going to do it. And I'll tell you later about a man who was just a fool, Abigail, her husband, in Scripture, if you read it, he was just a fool. God just took him out, and she was so wise, he gave her to David. So there's so many women in the Bible that we're going to learn about, and we're going to learn the strengths and the weaknesses and where we can put ourselves. So this is such a beautiful thing. I'm so thankful that Apostle Nick put it on his heart to ask us to host this. I want to give you my number now. I'll give you time to get a pencil and paper. And what we're going to do, we want you to text us or email us and give us your email, because what we're going to do, we're going to make up a form and we're going to put the form together, like I said, with your name, phone number, all your contact information, your family spread, all this stuff. And it's just going to be for us. And we're going to be so tight. It's going to be like a chain link fence. One can't fall without the other, because we're going to be so tied into the Holy Spirit. Pastor Leslie was talking about that connection she has with discernment, that she can smell phoniness a mile away. We're going to be able to do that with our team, with the group that God is pulling together here. And we're going to love on each other. We're going to hold each other. We're going to support each other. We're going to be there for each other. And one thing about marriage is when my husband and I do weddings, we counsel people. You know, you got to remember, did you have counseling when you got married? Did anyone, were they honest with you? You know, was this person right that counseled you? We do a triangle, and we start at the bottom, and it's like Ron's on one side of the triangle at the bottom. I'm on the other side of the triangle, and God is at the tip top of the mountain. And we work on getting closer to God. And when we get closer to God, we're getting closer to each other. You cannot get closer to God and not get closer to each other. That's the whole key. That's the key that makes everything come together. So my number is 414-208-1141. And everyone on the call, that's my cell number. There's a general number, 501-396-9397. 501-396-9397. And after Apostle Leslie gives her number and contact information out, since she's been working with you, Paula, already, I'd like to close in prayer with you, if that's okay. And we need to get your information. I didn't repeat my cell number, the 414-208-1141, because most of you, I sent you the text from my phone for the invite for tonight. So you have my text number. And my email is lovingmajestically, lovingmajestically @gmail.com. lovingmajestically@gmail.com. And we will send this to you once we get your contact information. And we just want to thank you all for taking the time to be with us tonight. We didn't want to hold you a long time, because tonight and next week we're in our planning phase, and we want to make sure people can understand what we're saying. All right. Sister Leslie, you want to give your contact information? Because I don't even have your email.
Okay, so my phone number is, well, you know my phone number, both of you.
No, I mean so they can have it. So they can.
Yeah. Well, Paula and me are friends on Facebook, too, I think.
Okay, but you got more people on here than Paula.
Oh, I do?
Yes, there's more people on here than Paula. They just don't want to say anything.
Okay. Well, okay, so my phone number is 414-719-5979. And my email is LeslieRich08@gmail.com.
Can you repeat that, please?
Leslie Rich, LESLIE, 08@gmail.com.
Leslie Rich, like our ICH, like money, 08.
Yeah.
At gmail.com.
Yep. At gmail.com.
Okay.
So.
All right.
I didn't know
anyone else like
on
to
there.
Say anything? Huh? Anything else, Paula? Otherwise, we're going to close. And if you want to call us, we can do three ways. We can do Zoom features that we can connect three ways to talk and counsel. Whatever you want,
what's
whatever
Zoom?
Else you'd like to do.
I never heard of Zoom. What's Zoom?
Oh, I'll teach you. It's a face to face. We contact just like we do on the air, but we're able to see each other if the video. You got video on your laptop, video on your phone. Yeah, it's like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so the only thing I know is, you know, like when you're on Facebook and you do the, you know, the calling video. That's the only one, but that's not a very good connection usually. So
right. But Zoom is excellent. We use it in our business, so that's wonderful too.
Okay. Well, then that's something you need to show me. That'll be fun.
Because
I like to see people's face.
Oh, we're gonna have such fun. You know us women. We just gonna throw down.
Yeah.
And Jesus.
we gotta stay, you know, up to, you know, we just gotta stay up on each other and you know, and that's what we need to do to, you know, it's just awesome to be you know, have someone on your side. You know, to listen to you and to also then listen to them. And you just never know what God can do. So I'm like, you know, ecstatic, just figuring out how this is all going to work out. And anyway, so.
Yeah. You're a jewel. Thank you so much. I thank God for you, Apostle.
And I'm sorry
you
haven't been able to, Lois. I know that you always tried to reach out to me and stuff, you know. Like Nick would always try to connect us, and I just, you know, blow it off. But that's because of where I was at, and I just didn't feel like dealing with anybody. So,
oh, that's okay. That's okay.
You know, but
that's
changed,
that's
and God is, you know, he's doing a mighty move. You can feel it in the atmosphere with everybody, and it seems like everybody is, you know, in a different place, you know. And so we just have to remember to always help the ones that are less fortunate and, you know, make them laugh. I always was told that when someone was sad, they could call me and I'd make them laugh. So, you know,
that's
so
that's
what we always would do.
Like,
you know, I mean, I just laugh at myself and, you know, I laugh at my dog because she's funny. And it's just like if we laugh, it just takes any negative things and, you know, it's just good. It's just good to just, you know, laugh. I mean, I look at funny videos sometimes just to laugh, you know.
That's
and then
good.
There's sometimes I want to feel emotional, so I look at emotional videos, you know, just you never know what someone's going through, and that's the whole point. you know, and women, you know, women need to connect more than we all do. So
yeah,
it's always
yeah.
good to have this mm-hmm. happen. And Nick has been talking to me about this for a long time now, and I kept telling him, no, I don't want to, I don't care, whatever. And, you know, now all of a sudden it's like, you know, sometimes I think I'm a little bipolar, but you know what, well, that's in a good way.
But
you know what, God,
I'm glad you put God first and let the Holy Spirit lead you.
Well, I don't want.
Go ahead. No, I'm sorry. I thought you were done. I'm sorry. No, I just wanted to say the movie that I was trying to say is The Passion of the Christ. So if you all can watch it between now and over the next 2 weeks.
The Passion of the Christ is, that is hard. Yes, I've seen that when it first came out. We saw it at the theater. And, it is devastating. And that doesn't even show you what really God went through. So, that's just a little inch of it, you know, a little inch of, you know, into the, you know, it just, I was crying the whole time too on my face praying like, oh my God, you know, seeing that in your face, it just, you know, you never have anything to complain about then, you know, like, wow, he did this and we didn't even deserve it. You know,
so
I have seen that. I don't know about Passion. I mean, Paula, but.
Yeah. But you can probably pick it up at the library, because, you know, you can check videos out or movies out at the library, or you can go on YouTube, or there may be another spot you can see it. Our church pastor just gave us a Christian Netflix for children and adults and everybody. It's free. So I don't know. I'll see if I can if it's on there, then I can give you the link to it maybe, and you can put in our church's address and you can see it too. He didn't say we couldn't, so I'm going to. I'm not going to even ask. I'm just going to give it to you if it's there. But anyway, Paula, anybody else have anything else to say? Otherwise, we're going to close because I got to get up and head out of town in the morning for a seminar all weekend. So anybody
Pastor
else
DeLewis?
Have anything else? Yes.
Pastor DeLewis, can you hear me? I just want to say I'm proud.
Hi.
I'm so proud of y'all tonight. Everything that I've been hearing, the Holy Spirit would be just flipping leaps and would just be so happy to see you women of God coming together here tonight. It's an apostle's job to sometimes just listen in quietly to see what's going on and be able to know what's going on in his ministry, because that's what the King tells us to do. And I know I've been sitting in the background quietly with an anonymous number, but, you know, tonight just know that you are the women of valor. You are a Proverbs 31. You are a Proverbs 31 woman. And God has called each one of you to be. So stand strong, stand tall, because the King has chosen you for this time and for this season and for many things that are coming forth before you. Amen.
Amen.
All right,
praise
back
God.
Into your hands, and I will be hanging up. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all time.
No
thank you
allowed,
so much, okay. Anybody else with anything else? Paula, anything else?
I have one of the movies I have that I really enjoyed, and I still watch it quite a few. It's called War Room.
Oh yeah. That's a good one too.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that one on our list too. Our church in Milwaukee, New Testament played that for us. We all went one Friday night, and that was our movie night at New Testament on Bradley Road, 102nd and Bradley, War Room. You're right, Paula.
Yeah, that is a good one too, man. That is, Ooh, that movie, yes. And that is, like, spectacular. That is what God wants for real. And, you know, we need to copy and paste that. and paste it. We need to live it. You know, we need to take advice. And so, anyway.
Yeah, that's exactly what we need to do. Because that one, and I wanted us to watch The Passion of the Christ, because that'll put our heart in the right position. And then to take their war room and follow it up, or vice versa, whichever, you know, we just, that would definitely set us on course for our praying and doing everything. Because some of you, we're going to be asking some of you to do prayer. I may sit in the background like Pastor Apostle Nick did tonight. I may just do that and let the rest of you just go on. So we are building each other up. We're going to be like a chain link fence, that one can't fall without the other one. So this is our prayer, and this is our plea to you tonight. Jesus, Lord, we just come before you. And Lord, we just lift up our petition to you, asking you to forgive us of our sins, that our prayers be not hindered, dear God. And that each woman, each family that has been represented on this line tonight, dear Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, dear God, that as we go forth, that we will put your word into action, and we will put your Holy Spirit on display, that everything we say, everything we do, everything we read, everything we think, oh Lord, will bring glory and honor to your name, and that it would be for our good. And, Lord, we just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the life of the person who entered Paula's life that she's lost this week earlier. And, Father, we just want to thank you for being in Paula's life, that she, oh, Father, can reach up to you, who also, for that brief time that Christ was in the grave, that he was on the cross, dear Father, that you gave her everything, dear God, that was necessary. You raised him up. He didn't know.
Hello.
What happened?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Evangelist DeLoach
is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. We did not get your message either because you were not speaking or because of a bad connection. To disconnect, press 1. To record your message, press 2. Are you still there? To disconnect, press 1. To record your message, press 2. Are you still there? To disconnect, press 1. To record your message, press 2. Sorry you are having trouble. Please try again later. Goodbye.
Hmm.